The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The countdown to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar is virtually over. It kicks off on Sunday with the host facing Ecuador. But after corruption, human rights atrocities, perhaps thousands of migrants killed in the building of the stadiums and LGBTQ fans being told to accept Qatar rules, perhaps it's the most controversial World Cup ever. And this is before a ball has been kicked. Henry McKean met Amnesty International, spoke to World Cup Ireland legend John Aldridge, but his report starts with Qatar security trying to stop a Danish TV reporter videoing during a live broadcast.
We are live on Danish television. Mister, you invited the whole world to the you invited the whole world to come here. Why can't we film? It's a public place. This is the accreditation. Okay. We can film anywhere we want. Okay. There are only, of course,
permit for the Qatar.
Qatar, you have
because
rule.
The Qatar is
no, no, no. We don't need permit.
But
you can break the camera. You want to break the camera? Okay, you break the camera. Okay,
break the camera. Yes.
So you're threatening us by smashing the camera.
It's another beautiful day here in Qatar.
Welcome to Doha, David.
Beautiful,
huh? David Beckham's an ambassador for it. How do you feel about that?
Disappointing. I am a big Man United fan. I don't know why, because David Beckham doesn't need the money.
And the workers, according to The Guardian, 6,500 workers have died in the last 10 years.
Yeah, dreadful. I wouldn't have it there. I would kick them out of the Football Association.
But it's starting. I mean, it's too late for that now.
Oh, it is. And the way they had nothing, and now they have five fantastic stadiums or something like that, five or six. It's absolutely dreadful. And my wife was just saying to me, she said, are we going to be stuck with this bloody football? She'd be missing her programme because she'd be thinking I'd be...
You'd be dominating the TV.
Dominating the TV.
You but know. You won't be.
No.
My name is Sam Rowe from Amnesty International Ireland. Yeah, so our thoughts on Qatar to the World Cup is we know there's been a plethora of human rights abuses in the region. The workers who we know have worked on the Qatar World Cup have had huge human rights abuses done to them. Many have worked 12 to 14 hour days without rest. We have loads of correspondence and testimony of workers who travel there from places like Nepal and Bangladesh. They go there healthy. They go and they work these long hours in desert heat, and then they die, and there's no investigation as to what's happened to them, just unknown causes.
Dehydration killed them.
We honestly don't know.
Because
Qatar is refusing to properly investigate. It'll just say on the death certificate, natural causes, unknown, or even cardiac arrest, which could mean anything. So one of our calls, both to Qatar and FIFA, is they need to investigate the deaths of what could potentially be thousands of workers who have died building the infrastructure for the World Cup in Qatar.
My name is Enda McNulty. I'm the CEO of a company called McNulty. We work in pro sport and global corporates in training, coaching and advisory. I'm excited about the World Cup. I think at about 11 years of age, I got to realise that I was mesmerised by sport. I was just enthused by the razzmatazz, by the competition, by the battle with your opponent and with yourself. So if I was to summarise what sport's about, is it's about the real battle with yourself to make yourself better today than you were yesterday.
Can we get past the human rights issues? Can we park them? Can we celebrate the World Cup and also look at human rights together?
No, we can never get past human rights. I think the day we get past human rights issues is the day we stop being human. So no, we can't get past the human rights issues. I think we have to stand up for human rights no matter what it takes. However, the World Cup's going ahead. And it is going ahead, so we're not going to stop it. I think we need to enjoy the World Cup and stand strong for human rights. So what I stand for is about humanity, about respect and dignity for all races, for all creeds, for all colours, for all backgrounds, all ethnicities. And I'd be shocked if the vast majority of the Irish nation don't stand for those same values. Now, the reality is this World Cup's going ahead. Are we going to stop this juggernaut in its tracks? And there probably will be lots of protests, and they probably will try to stop it in its tracks. I don't think that's going to add any value. I do think we need to use it as a vehicle to represent human rights, as a vehicle to say that from now on, across the board, in all sports, in all nations, in all organisations, we need humanity.
I'm having a chat with John Aldridge, soccer Ireland legend. John, on the eve of the World Cup in Qatar, are memories flooding back of Italian 90 and USA 94?
Yeah, it is. It's just strange with there not being the summer. That's when, you know, it really comes into context. I just can't get my head out. All the years I've watched the World Cup from, you know, 66, always in the summer, it just doesn't go well with me, to be quite honest. But it is what it is, and once it starts, and you know, you see the warm weather there, and what we've done in the past in Italy and in the USA. Yeah, absolutely. We had such fantastic times. Very fortunate and very humble to play 10 years for my country. The Granny Rule employed me. Magnificent to play for the greatest people on the planet, the greatest country on the planet for me. Jack Charlton was one of the greatest men, you know, I've ever met. He's just the best manager by far. What a man. What an honest, humble man.
Will you watch the football? Will you watch the World Cup?
I just want to watch the football and have a good time.
They shouldn't have got the contract in the first place.
So making those stadia.
Stadia,
many
yeah. People
died
and the conditions now, they look like they're really terrible and the whole place is corrupt.
Will you watch the World Cup?
Only if England's getting beat.
And being a Scot, you'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
Too warm, the players are at risk. And then the slave trade that they use to build it, no, I won't be having nothing to do with it. Football's ruined by money.
I think it's dreadful having it there in Qatar and ruining the game for everybody. Premier League is on and then it stops and then who knows what's going to happen then after that. But it's dreadful. I will watch one or two of the games, maybe with Brazil or Argentina. Well, I saw one of my favourite footballers years ago, Platini, and look at the way he turned out. And
I think football's great.
Will you watch?
I will watch it. I will watch the game.
Are you concerned at all about the human rights issues, LGBTQ?
With the human rights, everyone should be entitled to their own opinion and they should be entitled to be free and do whatever they want, and I will be watching the football.
You will watch?
Yeah, I will.
It's anyone's individual decision whether they boycott it or not. What we're asking people to do is keep the focus on Qatar. You know, Qatar have, you know, they want this World Cup to be the centre of attention across the world. Now that they have the centre of attention, we have an opportunity to show the human rights abuses that are going on there. So whether you watch it or not, we want you to keep making noise about FIFA's role in all of this, in Qatar's role in all of this. We're asking the football associations to raise human rights concerns. We've asked both players and associations to raise our call for compensation for the workers that have had their human rights abused. It's a personal thing where people want to watch, but the important thing is to keep the pressure on Qatar throughout this World Cup.
It's totally wrong. It shouldn't be there in the first place. Look, it's a lovely part of the world. You know, I've been lucky to be there and Dubai, all them places, beautiful, absolutely fantastic. But it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be there. Money talks, and we all know, and it's corrupt. Everyone knows it is. It has been. It's unbelievable. But it is what it is, and we've got to go with it. Let's hope that it helps them countries turn, you know, to what where and what they should be. You know, it really is. I'm sure the stadiums are going to be articulate and absolutely amazing. I don't know what they're going to do with them afterwards, after the World Cup, to be quite honest.
Particularly where we get excited about soccer is it has to be Big Jack. So if we don't think about Big Jack Charlton in the context of us getting excited about the World Cup, there's something badly wrong. And also the John Aldridge. So I think it's that Jack's army put them under pressure. The whole country went crazy. But I think it was the spirit of that team. I think it was the never say die. I've got a real good friend of mine. He's been a CEO of Intel for many years, and he talks about the Irish mindset, the fighting Irish, the competitive Irish. So I think even when your listeners are sitting driving the car home this evening, they'll be thinking back with that lovely nostalgia about Jack's army. Wouldn't we love to be back there again? And I think we're doing good work at grassroots level now in Irish football. I would like to accelerate that 10x.
If I had a ticket for the World Cup final in Qatar, would you come with me?
I would absolutely go with you. And I would hope that I also make some gesture about human rights along the way. And I hope along the way I'd send out a message to the world that no matter what sport you're involved with, no matter what organisation, we need to have respect for all. That's a basic human right.
Liverpool aren't playing for the next month. There's no real games, you know. I'll probably watch Tranmere. and Oxford and Newport County you used to play for. But it doesn't really float me boat, to be quite honest. I think when it gets to the knockout stages, it gets interesting then, doesn't it? You know, when the Giants start playing each other, and Belgium come out as winners with me. They've got a really good side. They've got really good individuals. It'll be hard to beat. I'd like to see Belgium win it. Portugal, because I've got, you know, place in Portugal and very close to Portuguese people. I'd like to see them do well as well.
Being gay and going to the World Cup, some advice from the UK was don't show that you're gay, but I mean, that is a bit ridiculous.
That testimony from the British minister was despicable. In Qatar, you can and people are arrested for same-sex consensual acts, which is, of course, disgraceful. That law needs to be repealed. FIFA had, and Qatar have an obligation to make fans feel safe. While there has been some lip service, while they've claimed that nothing happened, it's not been clear. We had that comment from a Qatari diplomat just recently, that homosexuality was a disease of the mind, I believe he said. So much more work needs to be done there to make fans feel safer and to make the LGBT community in Qatar also feel safe.
You're an England fan. Is football coming home, or is football going down a dark hole?
I mean, in terms of England's prospects, who knows? But in terms of football as a whole, we have an opportunity here to make this a legacy of human rights as dark as it is right now. We are asking FIFA to commit $440 million, which is the same amount of prize money that's going to all the teams of the World Cup, as compensation for the workers that have been abused. And if they do commit to that, then that would be a huge step forward. We have seen some progress even on workers' rights in Qatar itself. They introduced the minimum wage. They have, in theory, relaxed some of the more stringent penalties on workers. So it used to be the case that you weren't allowed to move from job to job without your employer's permission. While that law has been relaxed, it's not in practice. Prior employers are still doing that. While it could be dark, this is the opportunity to make more noise and just to put the pressure on Qatar and make this a real legacy of human rights.
Will you watch?
I will, yes, I will. We can't look away, you know. It's important not to lose sight of the human rights issues and to engage the walk-up. To just ignore it would almost be letting Qatar off the hook.
And that report from Henry McKean.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.